In this country, a partial government shutdown goes on, and it's affecting hundreds of thousands of federal workers and contractors across the U.S. It's also affecting some of their kids. That's because many child care centers inside federal buildings have closed. From member station WYPR in Baltimore, here's Mary Rose Madden.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and Austin Lanham should be working at the Goddard Space Flight Center, part of NASA.
I work on the computers that make this satellite work. You know, routing communication through the satellite to where it needs to go, you know, that sort of thing.
But with the government shutdown, he's not working. Deadlines are slipping. He's not getting paid. And the preschool his two sons go to is shut down because it's on federal property.
Now I'm just a full-time stay-at-home dad.
Kyle Wren is on this book too.
But while he's home with his twin four-year-old boys, not receiving a paycheck, he still had to pay the childcare bill. Lanham says he loves spending time with the boys. They set up their favorite Star Wars figures and watch cartoons. But he and his wife know they're missing out on essential time in pre-K.
Daddy's Star Wars toys when he was a kid.
As federal childcare centers are forced to close their doors, they still need to pay their employees, pay their rent, and all the other costs incurred in running a business. Meanwhile, other federal child care centers are getting creative, trying to accommodate families. Take the one inside the National Archives and Records Administration in College Park, Maryland. When the director there, Chanel Patterson, was forced to shut her doors, she joined forces with the director of another center, about 7 miles away in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Those on the bus go open.
Now, Patterson's showing me around her new space.
This is the two-year-old classroom. So we have two of the Silver Spring teachers are in here right now, and this lady over here is actually from our College Park Center.
The two directors wanted to stay in compliance with state regulations and make adjustments so their centers could consolidate. Now there are more than 100 families in one facility. And the director here, Tara Phillips, says their children need to stay close to their regular routines.
We have about 25% of our students are special needs. So you have to be very careful with the environment, the furniture, the lighting, the people, the noise level.
Phillips says they also had to borrow and buy extra cots for naps. The cots at the National Archives Administration Center were property of the federal government. There was more food to cook in the kitchen, and there were more dietary restrictions to keep track of. They had to start using a public park down the street. The center's playground was too small for all the extra kids. For the most part, Phillips says, they're collaborating and cooperating, which is kind of what preschool is all about. For NPR News, I'm Mary Rose Madden.